As Jarmus' severed head lolled on the ground, the Golden Rose and the Shalavon rebels sat alike in silence at the brutality they had just endured.
Is everyone alright? I think Gilda's got cut bad and may need to be healed.
I'll be right there.
Thimbus reached down and grabbed Jarmus' head, tying the hair to his belt and letting it hang off the side of his waist.
What the hell are you doing?
What? It's tradition. I bested him in combat, and he was a worthy foe, so I shall wear his head as a trophy.
Elves, don't do that. Can we please at least give him a proper burial?
All right.
Wrap his body. We need to escort the Rose back to their camp. Anyone willing will stay and protect the Rose from any other renegades. Then we go back to the Haven. I want any available scouts to head to the other camps and gather all our men. Tomorrow morning, we take this treaty to Mistifon, and this is all over. Anyone who tries to rebel as Jarmus did, dies like him. Understood?
Thimbus, get in the cart and rest.
All right. Do I get a raise?
I'll talk to the king about it.
By the gods, Thimbus, you just killed him!
Wasn't that the goal?
You fight well, amigo. Dirty, but well.
The Golden Rose arrived in the clearing, ironically, the same one they had left that very morning.
Don't bother unpacking anything you don't need.
Why didn't we just go back to the River City?
We need to bury Jarmus and the others. Don't worry, we'll leave some archers here for your safety. We'll send more later tonight, then we'll go to Mistifon in the morning, all of us.
Thimbus, find a creek. Wash all that blood off.
Do you mind if we take a cart to move the bodies?
Help yourself.
We'll send it back with some reinforcements later tonight.
Oaktooth, make some rabbit stew. Everyone else, get comfortable.
I need a nap.
Emil sat next to Keelan under a large silver tree. Keelan flipped through a large book of his while Roxy curled up next to him.
You're gonna spoil that hound.
Going to? She's spoiled plenty already.
What are you reading?
Introduction to Planar Theory. An old favorite of mine.
The planes of existence?
Yes, indeed. All magic is derived from the metaphysical plane, so it's good to read up about them. You can borrow it if you like.
I'll pass for now. What are the planes like, anyways?
I have no idea. No one does. They're just theory.
Hey, fellows. What are we doing? Sitting under a tree? Neat. I'll join.
Saw you chatting with that elven girl again. Thimbus, you want to tell us something?
I would very much like to see her naked.
She's a cutie. Maybe I'll get to her first.
If you try, I'll kill you.
Emil tucked his backpack under his head and drifted off to sleep.
Psst. Wake up.
Huh?
Emil looked up to an elf in a leaf mask hanging from the tree above him.
What's going on?
Damn, we sleep a lot.
This rebel knows me.
That's so. Wait, a rebel?
Shh. Wake everyone up, why don't you?
The rebel descended down in front of a man.
Do I know you?
I'm Drainus Everflow. I'm one of the three, two leaders of the Shalavon rebels. Remember me?
Vaguely. Do you need something?
Dramus loosened his mask to reveal his dark blue eyes and braided white hair, looking just like Emil.
By the gods!
What?
I think that's your father!
Wait, what?
Gods above, Emil, use your head!
You're a hell of a warrior. I expect nothing less from my son.
I'm a paladin of Ceratoshis.
God of fate. I wouldn't have raised you like that.
You didn't raise me.
How's Maria?
Dead.
What?
You could have phrased that differently.
She was old.
Oh. Oh no. Did she ever talk about me?
I only knew her for 2 days before she died.
She didn't keep you?
Let's change the subject. Mr. Everflow, why are you here?
I wanted to see my son and show him my forest.
Show me your forest.
Well, my favorite place is in the forest. Come on, what do you say? You could meet the fairies. Or see where I met your mother.
Fairies are real?
Of course. It's the Fey Forest.
Can my comrades come? In case you try something.
Well, Can you two climb trees?
Not well.
I can, and I can carry him.
I suppose they could.
Can we not just walk?
Try and keep up.
Want a race?
Considering we have no idea where we're going, I don't think that's a good idea.
Fine.
Well, follow me.
Dream has vanished into the night sky.
Where the hell did he go?
Up here.
What is it with wood elves and the damn trees?
As they ascended into the sky, darkness enveloped them, the metallic branches shimmering against the moonlight.
Over here. Try and keep up.
Try and keep up.
Thimbus, for the love of whatever god you worship, please don't drop me. Ah! Not funny.
It's pretty funny.
Stop here.
The four of them dropped into a large clearing of emerald grass.
Where are the fairies?
Izmis. Dremus. Strange.
Fae forest, huh?
You know, for my son, I have no idea where you got such impatience.
I'm sure he's just anxious.
Well, I'm gonna go take a leak.
Not in the most sacred part of the forest.
Alright, I'll find somewhere else.
Thimbus wandered off the forest path. A moment passed. The black sky became illuminated with blue and green lights.
Wow.
Are those?
Fairies.
The sparks of light descended upon them, morphing into semi-humanoid forms. A brightly flickering one hovered towards them.
Welcome back, Dremus. You brought us guests.
Good to see you, Forian. This is...
Little Emil. He's grown. Last I saw him, he was swaddled by Maria. He looks like you.
You know me?
Once, long ago. It's good to see you two together one last time.
One last time? Dremus is dead. The war is over.
The war is far from over, Dremus. It has barely begun. The forest is lost. We'll all be burned away before the sun has risen.
They can die?
Anything can die. Physically, at least. We are no exception. We will simply pass back to the Feywild. The forest is soiled. It must be destroyed.
But why?
Can't piss in the special part. Well, when the hell does the special part end?
Help me.
Hello? Ah, shit, if I'm hearing things again.
Follow my voice, my child.
Okay, no funny business.
Thimbus delved deeper into the dark woodlands.
Listen, I still gotta piss. Hello? Aw, damn it.
Thimbus followed the voice off the path, leading to a clearing with a large stone monument, covering a doorway covered in moss, which grew in a unique pattern.
Again?
The pattern was the same rune on the door, the same carvings on the mask, a rune of the unknown.
What is this place?
It was once my temple.
And the voices are back.
The ground shook as a stone hand burst from the soil. A mountainous figure dwarfed Thimbus in its size, green eyes glowing in the dim moonlight.
I am Shalivorn, ninth son of Gilmara and Nasirin, spirit of this forest and guardian of these fae. You were Thimbus, slayer of man and beast alike. The one who bested Jarmis of the Rebels, correct?
Uh-huh. You don't want to fight me, right?
No.
Oh, good.
My forest was taken from me long ago, but the end comes tonight.
Okay. Sorry.
That is why I chose you as my champion.
As your what?
As my warrior.
No, I get what champion means. Why me?
You fought valiantly. You fought for your fellow men, even if it meant losing your own life. You are worthy.
I killed the elf because he was a threat to me, not for honor or anything like that.
Do you not want this power?
Wait, no, I want it.
Very well. If you may prove yourself worthy once more, I will bestow you with the powers of my champion. Bare your chest, orc.
What?
Bare your chest and receive my blessing.
Kinda weird. Okay.
Thimbus removed his chainmail as the vines connecting Shalavon's arms grew into a sharpened thorn, slowly piercing Thimbus's left pectoral.
I feel normal.
This spell has been planted. You must prove yourself for it to grow.
You put a seed in my chest?
This may have been a mistake.
What kind of seed was it? I like sunflower seeds.
My time in this realm is fading. I must leave you, Thimbus. Prove yourself worthy.
The spirit of Shalavon crumbled back into the ground, not leaving a single pebble out of place.
Okay, met a mountain, got stabbed, became a champion. It's been a busy night. Can I piss here?
So you want us to destroy the forest?
We can save this Forian, can't we?
The forest is gone, Dramus. Come morning light, nothing will remain.
You aren't making any sense.
Fate is written, Emir. You of all people should understand that.
Fate can be changed.
I'm afraid you've changed your fate, Emir. Irreparably.
Can you not help us?
Nothing can be helped. Not anymore.
The Fae ascended into the forest night sky and faded away into the darkness.
That was weird.
What did you get here?
Been here for a while. Sun is coming up soon. We gotta get back to camp.
Thimbus, your chest is bleeding.
Oh yeah, just made a deal with a forest spirit and he stabbed me.
Thimbus, did you hit your head?
Multiple times. Why?
What do they mean by the forest is lost?
The rebels banded together to protect the forest of Shalavon, but some of our sect became chaotic, slaying druids who spoke against them, banishing families. But all of that is over now.
Let's just go. We'll figure this out later. I'm getting a headache.
Climb on.
Thimbus climbed into the tree line with Keelan on his back. Emil ascended behind them, only to be halted by Dranus.
I need to talk to you. I haven't seen you in so long.
We can catch up back at the camp, okay?
All right.
The indigo sunrise crept through the leaves as they jumped from branch to branch.
How much further?
Not far.
Wait, Thimbus, stop!
What's going on?
Emil, Dramus, stop!
What is it?
I smell smoke.
We need to split up. I'll go to the Haven. You go back to the camp.
Which way is our camp?
Follow the western path. We need to move.
Thimbus and Keelan leapt to the ground as Emil and Dramus kept to the trees. As they delved into the forest, it surrounded them. Flames spread rapidly throughout the forest, consuming the shimmering silver branches in crimson and ember.
Keelan, hold on tight. You know any spells to help?
Just ones that make more fire!
A ball of fire flew down into the sky, bursting upon impact with the forest tree line, engulfing them in flames.
What the hell was that?
Get to camp! Hurry! Help! Help me!
Someone's hurt.
We need to get to camp to help the others. Split up?
Stay alive, little man.
I hope so.
Thimbus ran into the fire as Keelan kept onto the path.
Where are you?
Thimbus! Help!
Thimbus ran through the woodlands, finding Alvius's legs pinned under a flaming tree.
What happened?
Get it off me!
Thimbus slammed his axe into the side of the tree and pried it off of Alvius.
Thank you.
Alvius? Your legs?
While Alvius's trousers were scorched and tattered, he had no burns on his flesh.
Maybe the flames hadn't spread.
What are you doing out here?
Saren sent Halfear, Marimus, and Kip out to find you all. I left to join them.
Where are they now?
Keelan grew weak. The flames blurred and contorted around him, smoke filling his lungs. Every breath crackled and stung, until he eventually collapsed.
Not here. Please, not here.
Keelan's vision grew foggier. A blurry silhouette approached from the flames.
Saren?
Thrilled to hear you think I'm so young.
Marimus?
Come on, we need to get out of here.
I don't think I can walk.
Marimus reached down and grabbed Keelan's arms, pulling him up to his chest, and began to run through the burning forest.
Where is Thimbus? Where is Emil?
The flames grew heavier and heavier around the haven. The gate of vines had become completely consumed, along with half of the tents. Dramus and Emil ran through the engulfed trees, jumping down to the forest floor.
Water! Put the gate out! Keep it away from the soul tree! Keep the flames back!
Montres, what's happening?
Balls of fire have been flying from the sky. The forest is lost. We have dozens of scouts that haven't returned yet.
We need to leave, now!
We can't leave, not after all we've sacrificed.
Brother, I can't lose you too.
No!
In mere moments, the soul tree was devoured by flame. The gold bark shimmered for a brief moment, until only a husk remained.
Everyone, run! The Western Trail!
Emil! Thimbus! Keelan!
Half here! Over here!
We have to go! Now!
Tell the rebels to follow us.
The few remaining rebels abandoned the haven and gathered behind Dramus. They and the Golden Rose caravan rushed towards the forest exit.
Thimbus, are you hurt?
I'm fine. We just need to.
A burst of flame absorbed Thimbus for a brief moment.
I think my oil lamp just exploded.
Put him in the cart. Start wrapping his burns.
Somebody, come help me move this big bastard.
Has anyone seen any of the others?
Where are we going, Marimus?
Western Path. It's the closest to both camps. Closest exit.
How much further?
Just a couple of minutes. I can't see through the smoke.
Here.
A burst of wind shot from Keelan's palms, cutting through the smoke.
You couldn't do that earlier.
I forgot.
Look out!
Ball of fire burst next to Keelan and Marimus. Marimus shoved Keelan to the side to protect him from the wooden shrapnel.
Was that a barrel?
We're so close.
Marimus?
We need to move. I can see the opening.
I think I see people out there.
We're almost out.
Thimbus shot up in the caravan, grasping Colin by his collar.
Where's Nugbar?
He's in Zorn's jacket.
Okay. Good.
The rebels flew out of the burning woodland. Then the caravan, then Marimus and Keelan, only to see the elven royal guard standing with large catapults loaded with flaming oil barrels, wearing heavy armor, swords drawn and bows pulled back at the horde.
Halt!
Owen! What have you done?
Saren! Your men! You're alive? We thought they'd killed you! Stand down! Hold! Stand down!
The royal guards lowered their bows, snuffed out the flames of their torches. A look of collective horror plastered upon the army.
Marimus!
Marimus fell, blood covering his chest, slivers of wood filling his body.
Calm down. It'll be fine. Slow breaths.
I held together for as long as I could.
You'll be fine. Emil!
What happened?
You'll teach Gabriel, right?
Of course. He'll be one of the best wizards in all of Nazaria. Emil, hurry, damn it!
To Brandon, Stella, and Aurora, I lost them. And Gabriel.
Emil, please!
A soft smile spread onto Maramis's face as he gripped Keelan's hand tightly.
This is a good death. Better than I deserve, Keelan. Make sure Gabriel is a greater man than I ever was. Promise me you'll do that.
I promise!
Hi, I'm Barkley, and I play Thimbus and King Rhinewood. Nazaria is based on a homebrew Dungeons & Dragons game created by Soup, who portrays the narrator, Nugbar, and Halfear. Keelan was created by Moose and portrayed by Kit Harrison. Sarin, Alvius, and Maramis were portrayed by Kellison Forrester. Emil, portrayed by Clark the Bear Angel. Colin and Oaktooth, portrayed by Ryan J. Crowder. Adea Everflow, portrayed by Ava Rogers. Alwyn Lirith, portrayed by Andre Piper. Montreus Everflow, portrayed by Psychotron. Dramus Everflow, portrayed by Angelo Cerna. The art will be linked in the description. Ambience and sound effects supplied by Sirenscape. With background music supplied by Dark Fantasy Studio. Remember to come back in 2 weeks for the season finale.